Good morning, Sheridan. I'm Cal Cornbread, Hal Verson with your MI Farm Brief for Sunday, July 26, 2026. Here is your weather for Steele County, MN. Today, a high near 93 degrees, patchy fog, then partly sunny. Tonight, a low near 74 degrees, areas of fog. Now for Cal's market read. At Friday's close, corn steady and beans added about 10 cents. Recent trend, over the last five sessions, corn has firmed and beans have firmed. That is the backdrop your cash bid is moving against. Here is our read on why beans added about 10 cents at Friday's close while corn held steady. Our best assessment points to two likely drivers, the moisture deficit concern still adding up across the upper Midwest per ag week, and Ukraine writing its grain export protection plan per Acker Agroconsult, both of which can nudge bean bids. With no USDA report on the calendar, we would not read too much into one quiet session. Sox point higher into the open. S&P futures up about 0.1%. A firmer tape eases the borrowing and input cost mood your lender watches, though it does not move your cash bid by itself. Now, here's what moved across the wires from my news desk. Story 1. Moisture deficit concerns continue to add up across the upper Midwest. That means drought concerns and the region will continue. It'll bring dangerous heat and humidity, but outside of isolated storms, conditions look dry for much of July. Joe Ford by AgWeek TV weather pattern shifts as calendar switches to July. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom explains how June's cooler weather pattern will shift to heat heading into July. Gen 20 by AgWeek TV weather mostly cool and dry conditions likely to persist into late June. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom looks at recent rainfalls, drought conditions, and what the forecast for the next 2 weeks looks like in terms of temperature and precipitation. Story 2. Barn boards and baling wire. Donald Jossard, who farms near Sugar Bush in Luxembourg in Brown County, Wisconsin, phoned in after reading one of the columns and shared what the writer calls one of the most remarkable lost and found stories he has ever heard. Jossard's real reason for calling was to recommend a book he thought worth passing along. That book is Shining Moments, Visions of the Holy in Ordinary Lives, written by John Sumwell, a retired pastor who grew up as the son of dairy farmers. Readers who want the book or want to reach Sumwell can email johnsumwalt@gmail.com. Call 400-439-0676 or write to W172N7735, #932, Menomonee Falls, Y53051. Story 3. Bugs, beetles, boletes tolerate heat. Bean flowers self-pollinate before opening, as evidenced by tiny bean pods forming. Squirrels splood. Plants will. Corn and crabgrass make do with a special photosynthesis path. Deer find backyard shade trees. Birds bathe, rattlesnakes thermoregulate, and hogs wallow. Garden pole beans, however, abort their flowers when the heat is too much for pollen. Visiting an American chestnut tree can still be a celebration even though it's not what it would have been 125 years ago. Story 4. Pest and disease shifts make management more difficult. Warmer winters have made it possible for some pests to survive the cold season and spread faster in the Midwest. Warm and inconsistent weather patterns are leading to increased pest pressure for farmers in the Midwest. Email notifications are only sent once a day, and only if there are new matching items. Story 5. Roadside stands hit seasonal prime time. Cal Ortala sales for a customer at the Double S Purdue stand in Northwest Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Peaches left were brought up from Missouri, but the rest of the produce comes from a Muscatine farm. Summer is halfway gone, but some favorite produce items recently became available at roadside stands across Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri. Email notifications are only sent once a day, and only if there are new matching items. Story 6. AgWeek TV full show. Oilseed boom. Crops and heat. Swine education. State Fair Ag Ed. North Dakota is seeing a boom in bright yellow fields this season as canola and sunflower acres climb. And this week's AgWeek TV show digs into what is driving that shift. The broadcast also checks on how crops are holding up under the extreme heat, with storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom warning that dangerous heat and moisture deficits will keep drought worries growing across the upper Midwest. In a lighter turn, a German exchange student shares how American swine production differs from hog farming back in her homeland. The show closes at the North Dakota State Fair, where a new program is teaching kids about agriculture, proving the fair is about more than just rides and fun. Story 7. One dead, several injured after vehicle drives into crowded Berlin LGBTQ celebration. During Berlin's Christopher Street Day, one of Europe's largest LGBTQ celebrations, a white vehicle plowed into people on a footpath in Tiergarten Park shortly before 10 p.m. local time. One person was killed and 17 others were injured, several of them with life-threatening wounds. Berlin police told ABC News that a manhunt is underway, with an officer saying on the police account on X that they are intensively searching for possible suspects. Hundreds of thousands had gathered for the event, and authorities called off the rest of the night's festivities after the attack, leaving the driver still at large. Story 8. USDA Export Sales Report July 16, 2026. Wheat, corn, soybeans, cotton, and livestock. News and Statistics Agricultural Export Sales showed mixed results across commodities during the week of July 10 to 16. Soybean exports of 298,700 metric tons fell 34% from the previous week and 27% from the four-week average. Hull cattle high net sales for 2026 reached 321,300 pieces, up 10% from the previous week and 21% from the four-week average, led by China and South Korea. The analysis is designed to support strategic planning, market entry, portfolio prioritization, and risk management in the grain landscape in the United States. The model captures both cyclical and structural factors and reflects known policy and technology shifts in the United States. Yes, it highlights demand hotspots, trade routes, pricing trends, and competitive context. Story 9. Ukraine updates grain export protection plan Zelensky. In his July 24 evening address, President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that Ukraine is rewriting its plan to protect grain exports, a move that matters for global crop supplies and prices that reach Iowa. The decision came out of Friday meetings with Commander-in-Chief Mykhailo Drapetee, Acting Defense Minister Yevgeny Chmara, and Prime Minister Serhiy Korsky, who together mapped out steps to better shield Ukraine's cities, southern regions, and infrastructure. Zelensky said Korsky is preparing economic and infrastructure alternatives and will push to diversify the country's export and import operations. He called for asymmetric solutions such as securing fuel supplies, opening new export routes, and building support programs for Ukrainian producers, all in cooperation with neighboring countries and Brussels. The president named air defense as the top priority and pressed international partners to deliver on their commitments without delay, while urging Ukraine's diplomats to move faster. He closed by stressing that more people and partner countries need to understand Russia's ongoing attacks on civilians and Moscow's efforts to prolong the war. And now, a stop at the coffee shop. Here is today's joke. The Oliver 1855 was the only green tractor that wasn't a deer. The farmer said, "She's a different shade of green." His grandson said, "Why does that matter?" The farmer said, "It matters because the deer men can't quite tell what to think of her." That's the joke. Here is Cal's quiz. How long was the John Deere Model D tractor in production, the longest run for any U.S. farm tractor model? A. 10 years. B. 20 years. C. 30 years. D. 50 years. And the answer, 30 years, 1923 to 1953. About 160,000 Model DS were built at Waterloo, Iowa, and you can still find them running at antique tractor shows today. Source, Deere & Company Corporate Archive, Smithsonian National Museum of American History. That is your brief. Have a safe day in the fields, and thanks for letting MI Pharma ride along this morning.